The executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, has condemned calls by MPs for government to provide police protection. He said the call is not feasible because MPs should be thinking about the masses and not their personal gains. Mr. Bombande, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the state is not under attack and therefore the request is not necessary.
One would think that the representative of the, and here we're talking about the honorable members of parliament, should be asking key questions about what must they do to keep people safe and to safeguard people, by suggesting that they want personal protection. What they are doing, in other words, is that they don't care about the people they represent, and yet these are the people who elected them to parliament. So I think it's a flawed argument, and it is not in the right place for members of parliament to ask for police protection or personal security that should be given to them by the state, because it is not the state that is under attack by terrorists. It is people who are often killed and hurt. And what they should rather be doing is, how will they work with the other arms of government to protect people and make it impossible for a terrorist attack to happen? And this is my first perspective on this. But my second perspective is, how do you suggest this to the practical? You need to ask, how many policemen can be distributed to the general population? So that if you look at the United Nations standard of police man or woman to 500, we have not yet reached that UN standard. And the police who are not enough, some of them should now be deployed for the personal protection and safety of the members of parliament. So the question is, how many policemen do they each need? Because one policeman cannot protect an MP for 24 hours without sleeping. So they are asking for more than two police people. And that even would further reduce the police available to the rest of the people of Ghana. And so in a practical way of looking at it, it's not even feasible, and it cannot happen. And I think we should advocate that the members of parliament should rather concentrate on how do we prevent such attacks, rather than they asking for personal security. This is my way of looking at it. And the reason that you can justify in any intelligent argument is simple. They are in parliament because it's the people who elected them. And terrorism is about attacking people and hurting people and destroying people. So they are concerned to the people who elected them and not themselves. Because without the people who elected them, who are the target of terrorist attacks, they will not even be in parliament in the first place. And so to suggest that they want personal security and protection smacks off with all the politeness it deserves, and that greed is what is feeding into corruption. Because it's about individuals, and it's about those who have power. And once you have power, then you can be satisfied. And those who do not have anything to protect them, then they should be left the way they should be left. And I think all the members of parliament should not even put this proposal on the table.
That was the executive director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande.